Western Australia, an Aboriginal man has walked free from prison after the appeals court overturned his conviction for manslaughter. Gene Gibson is from a remote Indigenous community and barely understands English, the language in which he was tried and convicted. His lawyers argued he didn't understand what was going on when he pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of 21-year-old Josh Warnicki. David Weber was in court for the appeal hearing and today's verdict. David, just remind us what Gene Gibson had been accused of doing and how long he was in custody for.
Well, Josh Warnicki had met a violent death on a road outside of Broome, and after his body was found, police were at pains to find a suspect. They didn't really have any leads. And then Gene Gibson at the remote community of Kiwakara was charged after he was arrested in 2012. So he was initially charged with murder, and in 2014, in July 2014, he pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of manslaughter. The murder charge had been thrown out by a court earlier because there had been an interview that was not admissible, and so the DPP there's a lesser charge of manslaughter that he was charged with. And then before July 2014, it was communicated to Gene Gibson's lawyer that the DPP would accept a plea of guilty, and then he pleaded guilty, and he's been in custody ever since. Well, indeed, he's been in custody since 2012. And yes, more than 4 years. He was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. He'd served a substantial part of that sentence.
What did his lawyers argue in the appeal?
Well, the essential case came down to three aspects. The integrity of the plea that was entered in July 2014, which I had referred to, an assertion that the appellant or his legal representative was induced to make the plea based on some pressure. And there was also an issue raised as to alleged non-disclosure of material after the guilty plea. That was in relation to evidence that was used to bring about the conviction. But essentially, what it came down to was Mr. Gibson's capacity to understand the concepts of the legal proceedings, because he told the court that he didn't really understand what had been going on over that period of time. We heard that there was not an interpreter, a qualified interpreter, available at certain points of the investigation and the process that led to his manslaughter conviction. There was an interpreter at key points, but not at every point. And we were also told in the court last week that his capacity to understand the legal concepts was affected because he had cognitive impairment. So all of those things together, and indeed when he was giving evidence in court, it was through a Pintupi interpreter, and he said, look, he just didn't understand what was going on.
What's been the reaction to the quashing of the conviction?
Well, it's been one of joy on the side of Gene Gibson's legal team and Gene Gibson himself. When we were in court, we watched, because Gene Gibson was on a telly link to a prison here in Perth, and we didn't see any reaction. Indeed, there was an interpreter. We didn't hear the interpreter interpret the proceedings to him, but after the verdict was handed down, we had to leave the court, and then his legal team spoke to him, and what happened was Michael Lundberg came outside the court and said he was very happy with the result. But this is some more of what his lawyer, Michael Lundberg, had to say.
Gene is, of course, very happy with today's decision. He was on video link this morning and he knows the outcome. It's important to note that there are no winners in this matter, though. Gene has been in custody since he was arrested on the evening of 16th of August 2012 at the remote community of Kiwakara in the Kimberley. He was 21 when he was arrested. He's now almost 26. He's been away from his country for a long time and is very keen to return and be with his family. There is also the reality that the life of another young man, Josh Warnicki, came to an end in Broome 7 years ago. Josh and Jean have never met, but their lives are now intertwined. We wish to acknowledge, in that regard, Joshua's mother, Ingrid Bishop, who has publicly supported our client's cause, and we hope in the future she obtains the justice she and her family deserve.
And that's Gene Gibson's lawyer, Michael Lundberg. So, David, are there any implications arising from this case for the West Australian Police Force?
The police commissioner has announced, most importantly, I would say, that the Special Crime Squad is going to carry out a new investigation into Josh Warnicki's death, because the man that was found guilty in relation to that death is now a free man. He didn't do it.
Our reporter in Perth, David Webber.